Father, we come before you this morning. We thank you once again that you are risen. You are no longer in the grave, but we're thankful for that this morning. And I had to think that is the difference from the Christianity, from any other religion. Our Redeemer is risen, Lord, and we're grateful for that this morning. That is where our power comes from for our daily lives, Lord. We just invite your presence in our midst here this morning. Bless Brother Nate as he shares, Lord. Just give him calmness. Give him words to speak. Give him thoughts to share, Lord. Just bless him in a rich way. Also pray for those who can't be here this morning. Pray for Moses and Amanda, Lord. Pray for your continued healing hand upon his life and others, Lord. Maybe their sickness or whatever it may be, Lord. Just bless our time together here in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, good morning. Welcome to each one that is here. I greet you in the name of Jesus. And just ask you to bear with me. My voice is kind of croaky, and I just hope it lasts as long as I need it this morning. But just bear with me. And just thankful to be here and for the songs that we sang already this morning. And this morning, I'll be reading out of John chapter 6 with communion this past Friday evening. I thought it goes well with that, talking about the bread of life. You know, we partook of bread and the juice Friday night as a remembrance for what Christ did for us and as a symbol that we're staying pure for him and keeping ourselves for him and that we are a part of him, a part of his body. So I'll be reading John 6, starting in verse 25. So just before this, Christ had fed 5,000, and he had also walked on water. And so the next day they were looking for him. And in verse 25, when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? Jesus answered them and said, Verily I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth forever, endureth unto everlasting life, which is the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. Then said they unto him, What shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he has sent. They said therefore unto him, What sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? Verse 31, Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat. And Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I come down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will, which has sent me, that all which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Verse 41, The Jews then murmured at him, because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, I came down from heaven? Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, Murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in all the prophets, And they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh to me. Not that any man hath seen the Father, save he which is of God, he hath seen the Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said to them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in him. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. That's as far as I'll read for now. And I'd like to share some thoughts on the scripture here. Things that stood out to me. And in verse 26, it says here, ye seek me because ye saw the miracles. Not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves. So they were more focused on the earthly things because they were filled. He fed 5,000, multiplied the food that much, and to them that was more important. So that is why they were chasing him and seeking him here. And Christ said, labor not for the meat which perishes, but for the meat which endureth unto everlasting life. And he says, the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. So we see it's more important to focus on eternal life than it is on our earthly life. And they said unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? And we hear a lot of times that, and the scripture says that works doesn't save us. And here, I would say it would be the only work that saves us is this here, is to believe. They asked him, what shall we do? Would be considered a work. And Jesus said, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. So that is as close as we can do a work to be saved, and that is to believe. Yes, works do follow. If we believe, then we have works, but the works don't necessarily save us. We can't earn our salvation. They said therefore unto him, what sign showest thou then? What do you work? And they said how Moses gave them bread in the desert. On verse 31, our fathers did eat manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from the heaven to eat. And Jesus answered them, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. The bread that Moses gave them was, it kept their earthly bodies alive. But it wasn't the heaven, it wasn't the bread from heaven. There's a verse here that I want to find here. 49, Jesus said, your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. So that bread, it kept them alive during that time, but it didn't give them eternal life. He's saying here that I am the true heavenly bread, and if we partake of that, then we live forever. He gives life unto the world, and they asked Jesus to give them life. Evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. So we see here that he's the bread of life. And in John 4, when Christ was talking to the woman at the well, he said, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give them shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. So he is also our drink, our spring of everlasting life, as well as our spiritual food. And then moving on to verse 40, this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last days. And the Jews then murmured at him because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And I had to ask myself, is that what I do? Do I murmur or doubt or question the word of God? Or do I believe what it says? And now in verse 47, Verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Again, your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which came down from heaven, that a man might eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, and he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, and I will give for the which I give for the life of the world. And so here again, the Jews didn't understand what he was saying here. He is referring to giving his life. No, we don't physically eat of his flesh and drink of his blood. But he gave his flesh and blood as a sacrifice. And so if we consume that, if we follow that, is what it's talking about, taking part of his flesh. So what are we pursuing? Do we follow Jesus? And are we committed to him? And in verse 58, this is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. Again, here it talks about their forefathers ate the manna from heaven and yet they're dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. And it says here that after he had spoken these things, many of the disciples quit following him and went back. They just simply quit following him and went back to where they were from. And I'd like to close here with verse 63. It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So it is the Holy Spirit of Christ that quickeneth or what that word means is to make alive. The flesh profiteth nothing. It's like a grass that grows and withers and is cast into the oven. It doesn't last long. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So what he was referring to here about him being the bread of life and giving his flesh and his blood for us, that was spiritual. And that's what gives us life. So, yeah, I don't want to keep it long or make it long here this morning. Try to keep a short service here. That's what I would like to leave with you. And I was blessed with studying this and just a reminder of Christ being the bread of life and the true fulfillment to satisfy our hunger. And it's his spirit that makes us alive. So that is my message for this morning. I will turn the time back over to Ryan for a time of sharing.